So let's hear about your 47-year-old lady with lobular cancer.
Sounds good. So this is a woman who's presented premenopausally. Interestingly, she had a mass in her breast and she delayed going to the doctor. And this is a story we hear from women all the time. There's something going on in their family and they ignore themselves. When she did go, she was found to have abnormal mammogram, a grade 2 ER3 plus PR1 plus HER2 negative cancer. It was a T2 tumor. There was one node with a 5 millimeter metastasis and another node with isolated tumor cells and then two other clear. She saw a oncologist who said, you're a premenopausal woman with a node positive cancer, you need chemo. She didn't want to hear that. I saw her and I got her an oncotype. And I have to say that I talked to her about both getting a Prosigna test or getting an oncotype. And I think it's important for us to recognize that either test could have given us some information. She ended up getting an oncotype, and the oncotype was very low. It was only 8, suggesting that she had a low-risk cancer and suggesting that the benefit of chemotherapy was probably not there. Although some people say chemo doesn't help any lobulars, I'm actually not of that ilk. I think that we do see some lobular cancers that respond very well to chemo. But certainly in this woman with a T2 tumor, estrogen positive, low oncotype, I didn't think that chemotherapy was going to add. We have to always look at risk versus response. And I think the likelihood of her having a good response or having much benefit in terms of risk was low. So I've elected to just treat her with hormone treatment. Now, one of the things to realize is that when the oncotype was first developed, there were only a small number of lobulars that were in that first cohort. And we're now using oncotype for both infiltrating ductal as well as for lobular, but we have less data for lobular. There was some provocative data that's been presented by mainly European colleagues suggesting that the same risk categories might not hold for lobular and that the cutoffs might be different. And we really need more validation of that. But at an oncotype of 8, I think we can say this is a low risk. So I've recommended hormone treatment. This is where I think it gets difficult. Old data suggested that oophorectomies weren't very good for women over 40. And then as well, we know that in the soft and the text data, the women who benefited most from the eczema stain and oophorectomy were those women who were 35 and younger and who had chemo as well. So a woman who's 47, you know, what's going to be her best treatment? Is it just tamoxifen or would it be an AI? We also get the confounding data that in the big 198 data, lobulars looked like they had more benefit from AIs than tamoxifen. So it's a difficult one. My general principle for someone her age is really to look at her menopausal status, which we know one look alone is not helpful. And also to think that this is a woman who's only 47 who might benefit from longer hormonal treatment. So this is a patient where I might start with tamoxifen and then give her an AI when I know she's menopausal and really look at, you know, 8 to 10 years of hormone treatment in her. When one looks at both the Paul Goss data as well as the NRG data, the biggest benefit from longer hormonal treatment is contralateral breast cancer reduction. And she's only 47. So with lobular, I think a longer hormonal treatment might be good for her.